You are Locked On Fantasy, your daily NFL fantasy podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Vinny R, and when I'm not doing this, I'm writing about NFL and fantasy football for SportingNews.com. Yep, it's up there, my Stardom Sit'em column. Already looking at the plays that you should think about here in Week 3 across the board, across positions, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, and defense. So check that out. Here at Locked On Fantasy Football, we're going to do it a little bit differently here. We usually have matchup Wednesday, matchup Thursday. We're still going to do that, but we're not going to take a game-by-game approach. We're going to take it position-by-position. So we'll go in-depth and tell you what's a good play across the board. So we'll do quarterbacks and running backs going forward on Wednesdays, and then come back with wide receivers and tight ends. And if there's some streaming defenses that we particularly like, we'll mention them as well on Thursday. So still the double dose of matchups Wednesday and Thursday, but looking more position-wise there than game-wise. So knowing the guys that you want to play, getting your lineups this week, that can make a big difference beyond the obvious. And also maybe looking at guys that may not be so obvious to put on your benches this week in fantasy football. So let's get right to it. We'll dive into the quarterbacks here in a moment. First, I got to tell you, LinkedIn Jobs is presenting this episode. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/LockedOnNFL. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. We're free and available to you on all platforms. All right. Quarterbacks, let's go through my rankings really quick. These are the guys that you should just play no matter what here. Josh Allen, yeah, I like him. He's red hot. He's going into Miami. That should be a interesting game. Jalen Hurts, you can't sit him, so he's good to go. He's playing the Commanders. Justin Herbert, we're going to watch that injury, the ribs that he took a shot to against the Chiefs. It's going to be all week. They say day-to-day right now with Brandon Staley, so still love the matchup if he can get in there against the Jaguars. Patrick Mahomes, no-brainer there. Colts defense has missed Shaquille Leonard, so he's number four here. You look at Lamar Jackson, tougher matchup maybe against the Patriots. Patriots defense has been okay, but allowed some big points there in week one to the Dolphins, so Lamar definitely is a start. Joe Burrow, I know it's been a little bit rough here with the first two games against the Steelers and Cowboys, but at the Jets, he's a no-brainer there. And Kyler Murray, it's been a wild ride, but I think you saw some of the Kyler Murray there in the second half and overtime of the Raiders game. So, yeah, he's a start, but he's in the back end here this week in the middle of the QB1s against the Rams. So let's dive into the players that you should be looking at. And these are quarterbacks that are on the fence here, and it's really tough when you don't look at those top seven guys. Even Murray has been a little bit disappointing, but you look at those half dozen, the upper end of QB1s, it's getting a little difficult after that. It's kind of week to week with the other guys. So let's look at Kirk Cousins. This is a great matchup. He's away from primetime. We know he's terrible in primetime. So really underwhelmed and disappointed. He couldn't get Justin Jefferson or any of the receivers really going against the Eagles. Well, he's back at home, back in the 1 p.m. Eastern time window against the Lions defense. We've seen the big numbers put up by Jalen Hurts and then Carson Wentz. So it lines up really well for Kirk Cousins to have a big rebound game here at home. And really, this whole Vikings offense, I think you'll see it look more like it did in week one at home against the Packers, much different in week two than that Monday night loss to the Eagles. So Kirk Cousins against the Lions is a very good start this week. Matthew Stafford should keep it going. I know he had the two interceptions last week, but still a pair of touchdowns to Cooper Kupp, Allen Robinson, getting into the end zone as well. The Cardinals secondary, they overachieved a bit against the Raiders, but still gave up some numbers there. I think Cooper Kupp can go off there on the Cardinals for sure. They don't have anyone to cover him. And you have Robinson probably staying involved. Tyler Higbee could also do something here. So I would expect Stafford to put up three more scores. I like Cousins for at least two against the Lions. Stafford, I think there's a good shot at three. You might have to live with the interceptions. It is a road game. You could throw in the middle of coverage where Buda Baker or someone's sitting there. But you got to live with the picks with Stafford. We did it last year, right? I mean, he led the league tied with Trevor Lawrence at 17 interceptions, but you got the 40 touchdown passes. So you weren't complaining too much. It's just something that you have to roll with here with Matthew Stafford in fantasy, which doesn't affect us as much as it does in reality. But be careful of the picks really racking up. Then it's taken away from points. Because you get four picks up there, that takes away 100 yards. Or two picks, I should say, with the minus four. It takes away 100 yards or almost a touchdown in passing. Four-point leagues, it takes away a whole touchdown. So something we want to monitor a little bit with Stafford, but the matchup is too good this week not to play him. Derek Carr, he's looked a little bit shaky in this Josh McDaniels offense so far, but I like him this week against the Titans. I think it's going to be a sneaky, high-scoring game on the docket here. The Titans secondary, just a mess here. This could be a big Devontae Adams game. Christian Fulton, their top corner, was hurt last week against the Bills, and they just got shredded. So Derek Carr should have a rebound spot here through Adams, through Hunter Renfrow. We'll watch him with the concussion here. Darren Waller. The Titans are typically good against the tight end, but they've struggled a little bit more in the middle of the field. So I think it could be a big Adams-Renfrow game and maybe a little bit of Mac Hollins there to help the Raiders put up some points. They really need a win. They're 0-2. Two 0-2 teams. You'll get desperation and good offense there. So the guys that we've been on the fence about in the borderline QB1, QB2 is Cousins, Stafford, and Carr, all really good plays this week. Carson Wentz, is he for real after 2 weeks? The weapons are definitely real. I mean, you have Terry McLaurin and Curtis Samuel is now healthy. Jahan Dotson looks like a thing. Logan Thomas. I mean, those are four very solid weapons. I think that's getting into those guys before we look at Antonio Gibson and J.D. McKissic out of the backfield. So, good weapons. This team is going to be trailing a ton. We saw their defense is terrible. It's a revenge game for Carson Wentz, so that's not why I like him as much. I like him, again, the pure volume. Again, you're going to have to live with some mistakes from Wentz as well. But, again, we saw that last year, and he was very productive. He was borderline QB1. So I think this Carson Wentz just has a bad rap from his reality, but he's going to put up the numbers. He's kind of a wild card. He can, at any time, put up a clunker, but I feel confident that he'll keep it up against the Eagles this week there, especially at home. If it was on the road, a little bit hostile there in Philadelphia, maybe the second time we might take pause depending on where we're at with Carson Wentz. But definitely a play this week that should stay with a hot hand. Speaking of hot hand, Jared Goff, I mean, this has got game against the Vikings has a high point total over 52.5 here. So when you're looking at that, I mean, Goff and Cousins should go off here. So Amon-Ra St. Brown has been unstoppable. You look at the Vikings secondary, look, they have Patrick Peterson, but he's old. You got Cameron Dantzler. We saw that. They overachieved a little bit against that Packers limited receiving core, but really struggled there against the Eagles, who had their A.J. Brown, Quez Watkins, and one Devonta Smith really having a good game there. So Goff is going to spread around. He's filling it with Josh Reynolds. Remember, they have a history going back to the Rams. DJ Chark even was blank last week, so he could get involved. And don't forget about Hockenson. He's been quiet, and DeAndre Swift on the backfield. I think they can do a little bit more in the passing game. Now, here's some guys that I think Goff is already in that fringe. I think Carson Wentz has played himself into the top 12. So Cousins, Stafford, Carr, and Wentz fall into that category with those seven no-brainer starts here. When we look at Justin Fields, this could be a bounce-back game for Fields with his running. This Bears offense has looked awful against the 49ers and Packers, but those are the 49ers and Packers. These are two very good defensive teams. The first game was played in the rain. Second game, they were just lifeless. I think they need to come to life. I mean, Cole Kmet has been blanked. Darnell Mooney's done nothing. It is the Texans at home. If they cannot get going against this defense, and it's played a little bit better than we expect. I mean, the Texans went on the road and kind of contained Russell Wilson, but I think that was as much an issue of the Broncos' dysfunction a little bit early with Nathaniel Hackett. So the Bears have some dysfunction, so there's some worry there for sure. But Fields, again, get him running. He did produce two touchdown passes in week one. Ran for one. He could have had two there. Should have had two if they ran the right play at the goal line. So the coaching is getting in the way a little bit of Justin Fields. Once again, we had this with Matt Nagy. We're having this a little bit with Luke Gentry here. Remember, the Packers really knew the kind of offense they were running last week, so with that familiarity with Gentry moving. But this is a game, maybe a get-well game for the Bears and get more right here, but definitely Fields is someone we're looking at. Now, Marcus Mariota, also, look, he's produced here early in the season. First game was pretty solid there. He's not the best QB1. He's kind of more of a QB2 borderline and deeper league. Superflex, he's been very valuable here. So Again, I think you'll get Kyle Pitts going. The Seahawks have not covered the tight end well. Drake London is emerging. Other weapons are there. Olamide Zaccheaus had a nice play there for touchdowns against the Rams. So Mariota looking good here, and he's going to do some running. I wouldn't expect a lot of running from Mariota, but he's definitely doing more running than, say, Russell Wilson at this point. So Mariota, again, is a sneaky play this week at the Seahawks. So there's a lot of options here. If you lost Dak Prescott or Trey Lance, I mean, you can look at these guys that I mentioned, Goff, Fields, and Mariota. There, Matt Ryan, we'll talk about him. He's a borderline guy. I would not play him in any other situation than tournaments this week. It's just hard to trust him at this point, especially if Michael Pittman Jr. is out. But contrarian play, maybe in a tournament situation, because he's going to have high volume, at least we know, against the Chiefs. Ryan Tannehill, another guy I like against the Raiders this week. I think Derrick Henry's going to get going. When Henry gets going and Treylon Burks is more involved, I think you'll see Tannehill have more of an impact here. So there you have it. There's a breakdown of the quarterbacks that can help you win your matchups this week. We'll talk on the flip side of guys that I didn't mention here that are not great quarterback plays this week. We'll do that in our next segment here on Locked On Fantasy Football as we break down quarterback and running back start sits. Don't forget, tomorrow we will do the same here with wide receivers and tight ends. I told you at the top of the show that this episode of Locked On Fantasy Football is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. As you gear up for fall, you need the right people on your team to help your small business fire its cylinders. That just like an NFL team trying to get it going here in September to go into October and keep rolling into the holidays. LinkedIn Jobs is here to make it easier to find the people you want to talk to faster and for free. Create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 810 million people. Then add your job and the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring so your network can help you find the right people to hire. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on the candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNFL. That's linkedin.com/lockedonNFL to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. All right, it is time to continue the show here on Locked On Fantasy Football, and we are looking at stardom sit-em here for quarterbacks and running backs. So we took our first segment to look at the quarterbacks we want to roll with this week. Let's take the guys that we want to peel back, and then we'll get into our running back starts here that we like. So Russell Wilson, yeah, we got to pause on Russell Wilson. It's been two shaky games. The 49ers defense coming into Denver doesn't appeal, especially Jerry Jeudy a little bit banged up there with the shoulder injury. I expect Jeudy to play, but he hasn't been all that effective. This 49ers secondary with Charvarius Ward has been pretty good. The pass rush with Nick Bosa getting going here. So I don't want to see Wilson out there on my fantasy team until Nathaniel Hackett kind of figures it out. And I think the 49ers and their scheme and having Bosa and Fred Warner and what they can do on that side. I mean, they pretty much shut down the Bears. They got fluky two plays there that happened there with Fields, and Seahawks couldn't get anything going. So looking at Wilson, just not going to play him. Look, it's nostalgic to play Wilson, maybe. He has 16-4 record against the 49ers, but when the 49ers defense is loaded like this, I'm not going there. The Packers defense and the Buccaneers defense, same game, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. Who knew that this game was going to be a grindy type game with defense and maybe a lot of the running game with Leonard Fournette and the combination of Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, but that's what I expect here. I mean, it's a very low total. It's 41.5. I have it slightly going over. I have it 24-20 Buccaneers, but I don't see Brady having a big game. I think the defenses can also come through. Keep in mind, Mike Evans is down here for the Bucs with the suspension. We'll see if the appeal goes through, but I don't think it's going to happen here. He has too much of a history fighting against the Saints to say we're going to play him this week, so no Evans, maybe Julio Jones returns, but he's been looking shaky here with the knee injury. I don't think Chris Godwin's going to be back in the hamstring. Scotty Miller got banged up. They had to go put Cole Beasley on the practice squad here. So it's looking pretty thin here at receiver for Brady. He's frustrated. I think, again, the way the Buccaneers defense is playing also, it's not going to help Brady want to put up numbers. He just wants to escape with victories. That's his mindset here. And he'll get it going. I mean, the matchups are going to be great. This is not one. So tough schedule when you look at it early, when you have Dallas, New Orleans, and Green Bay. Some very good pass defenses here. So he's going to get out of it. He's going to get his weapons back. He's going to get his left tackle back. Things are going to be better. Same thing with Rodgers. Bakhtiari is going to come back at left tackle pretty soon. They'll get more confidence in these young receivers. Alan Lazard is going to get some help here, but not going to play them. This Buccaneers defense with Todd Bowles playing excellent here. So expect a grindy defensive game, not what you usually expect with Brady and Rodgers on the field. I mean, they can dig deep and make things happen, but they're not superhuman, and they're also limited here. Now, one guy that could help you lose your matchup this week is Tua Tagovailoa. And I know he had the 6 touchdowns. It was great, but that was against the Ravens. The Ravens secondary actually is pretty good, but still inexperienced there. A lot of miscommunication, some new pieces there. Their pass rush could not get it done with the blitz. Without the blitz, I would say. So that's a bad thing because you have to create one-on-one matchups for Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle in short areas. The Bills are not going to allow that. First of all, they have a very strong zone defense concept with Sean McDermott and Leslie Frazier. Plus, let's see what Micah Hyde does here. They're a little bit questionable on Hyde playing. He got hurt against the Titans, but you got Hyde, you got Jordan Poyer, so some safeties that have played together. So you're not going to have the same issues that Marcus Williams and Kyle Hamilton, the rookie, two newcomers in that Ravens defense had. These guys have played together, good scheme, good corners. Dane Jackson, we'll see if he has to miss it with that scary injury he had there. But Mike McDaniel's done a tremendous job to scheme these two guys open. But Sean McDermott, Leslie Frazier are also pretty good. The Bills are loaded. They've got that rotational pass rush that really works with Von Miller. So Tua, I mean, we saw in week one. I mean, the numbers weren't great in week one against the Patriots. And those numbers could definitely come again, even with the 300-yard game against the Bills. Now, Jameis Winston, I also don't like. I mean, the back injury is concerning. Didn't look all that great. Carolina, you can run on them. We'll see who they run with. That's going to be the issue. I think that's another low-scoring, grindy game between those teams. I do like Trevor Lawrence over the long term. His first game was okay against the Commanders. He did get better in week two with a couple touchdown passes, but the Chargers defense is tough. I think you run on them more than you pass on them. So the Chargers, especially with Bryce Callen in the slot, could contain Christian Kirk this week. Not feeling Trevor Lawrence. I'm not going to go with Jimmy Garoppolo. I know you're eager to have someone there for Trey Lance, but Garoppolo, again, the upside is a little bit low in this Broncos matchup. The Broncos are not very good against the run. The 49ers, I think, are going to keep it simple. I could see 2 TD passes coming for Garoppolo, but not a high volume there with what he's going to do. I think this is going to be another maybe game with not a lot of scoring in this one. So I think you look at Jeff Wilson Jr. and Deebo Samuel in the running game. I think they can dominate there. So I don't see a lot of yardage for Garoppolo. We're not sure if George Kittle will return either. That would help his value here, but I am not going to recommend him. I think you can do better there than force him into the lineup against the Broncos. Now, quick look at our guys that are easy to play that we look at in our rankings for running backs. Jonathan Taylor should have a rebound game against the Chiefs. This is the guy that I think is going to have that big game that we're looking for. Dalvin Cook against the Lions. The Lions have gotten destroyed here early in the season. The Eagles backfield all had big games. You had last week the Commanders getting some things going with Antonio Gibson and J.D. McKissick. So Dalvin Cook, overdue for big game. There are some concerns that this blocking scheme is not great for Cook, but he's too talented. He should be getting going here. They need to get him going. They need to power through, and I think they'll play with the lead in this one, just like they did in week one. They need to get Cook more volume, and they can't make it all about the Justin Jefferson show. So Cousins and Cook are going to really help you win your matchups this week. I do like Cook to smash here. So good guy that you're going to look at in DFS tournaments. We'll get into that there on our Lineup Friday show, where we look at the DFS recommendations for FanDuel cash games there that you can really look at. And he also might be one of the guys we're looking at Prize Picks this week to look at his available projection. Nick Chubb, Thursday night, going to kill it against the Steelers. He's dominated, 3 touchdowns last week. He regrets not scoring, regrets scoring, late in the game. Fantasy managers don't, but he said he should have took a knee there, run out the clock. They could have beaten the Jets. They could be 2-0 going this matchup, but Steelers can't stop the run. We know it. So good stop there for Nick Chubb. Joe Mixon, rebound. I think they'll get some volume there against the Jets. Derrick Henry also should rebound at home against the Raiders. Austin Eckler in a good spot against the Jaguars. Saquon Barkley, buyer beware. He's big run dependent still. The Cowboys are good at bending and no breaking. I still think, based on volume, he's every week RB1. Christian McCaffrey, same thing, but Again, it hasn't been all that impressive there for McCaffrey. At least Barkley had the monster week one. McCaffrey's saying, he's been so-so. He's put up decent numbers, but not what you're expecting from first-round pick there. So still in the top 12 for me. DeAndre Swift, good spot against the Vikings. Leonard Fournette, as we mentioned, could be busy against the Packers here this week. Najee Harris on the other side. They need to help him with some blocking and some legitimate passing game. That might not happen until Kenny Pickett gets in. Maybe it doesn't happen for a while here with Harris. Antonio Gibson, still have to play him as the lead back until Brian Robinson Jr. can return. Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, I have them 13 and 20 respectively this week. Alvin Kamara, we'll see if he returns. It's a great spot for him if he can get decent volume there against the Panthers. James Conner, we're going to watch him, see if he plays against the Rams. He's a no-brainer start if he is. If he doesn't play, I think I would lean more to Darrell Williams because of the reception ability and the touchdown ability versus Eno Benjamin. There, Javonte Williams down on him a little bit because of the usage here, but still playable against the 49ers as a RB2. James Robinson getting too much volume to sit here. So against the Chargers, again, mentioned them. David Montgomery is another guy that really stands out to me. They were still running David Montgomery when they were down big against the Packers last week. So I really like that spot against the Texans. This week at home, the Texans gave up that monster game to Jonathan Taylor in week one, and they let DeWilliams and Gordon have a pretty good game last week in Denver. Kareem Hunt, yeah, you can get him in the lineup as well with Nick Chubb. He's too involved in the running game there to play definitely on Thursday night. They're the bread and butter of the offense right now, Chubb and Hunt there for Thursday night against the Steelers. All right, let's get to guys that are on the borderline here that you may have questions about. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is the guy that I like this week. He's actually been a very strong RB1. Again, he's, I think, more of an RB2 when it's all going to be said and done because he's not going to be guaranteed for the big touchdowns, and the usage could be questionable versus one Jerick McKinnon and Isaiah Pacheco, but against the Colts. We'll see about Shaquille Leonard. If he misses the game, that helps you feel better about CEH in this particular matchup. Cordarrelle Patterson, that's the Seahawks this week. They're going to get him going. He did get the 10 touches, even with Damien Williams out. He's still ahead of Tyler Allgeier, but I think Patterson reels off a long one for a score this week. Jeff Wilson looked good, and you also had Tyrion Davis-Price get hurt. So it's good for Jeff Wilson. Will he stay on the field? Will Jordan Mason have to be on there soon? We'll have to see there. But Jeff Wilson, for now, the Broncos giving up some good yardage there in the running game. They just didn't get volume versus them with Rashad Penny or Damian Pierce. 49ers could have a good chance at running all over them this week. Miles Sanders, keep rolling with him against the Commanders here. Good spot for him. Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard. Tony Pollard, I liked Pollard last week. Didn't like Elliott. We got Pollard to come through more than I expected with a nice little receiving touchdown there against the Bengals at home. This is a good matchup. The Giants are not great on these outside running backs. Inside, they're not bad. They're a little bit tough, but Leonard Williams is banged up for the Giants. That could help Elliott get going here, but Elliott has a good history against the Giants in general. This is what the Cowboys need to do a little bit. This is the kind of game, low scoring, where they can stay in the game, help Cooper rush. So I like Zeke to pop in the end zone this week. I think that's what you're going to hope for. I don't see a lot of yards rushing, maybe 60, especially with Pollard involved. So I could see both of these guys scoring, Pollard having a nice scrimmage day. And keep in mind, Dontrell Hilliard scored twice on two like outside little passes. So the Cowboys are going to watch that. Kellen Moore is going to look at that on the tape. And Christian McCaffrey, what he did against the Giants last week. So that's going to help Elliott and Pollard. This could be a Damian Pierce breakout game against the Bears, and look at the Bears. Their run defense has been okay, but they got smashed there by Aaron Jones last week and a little bit of A.J. Dillon, so they're a little bit vulnerable up front. The Texans are going to stick with the run. They should at least stay in the game somewhat early in this one to get Pierce the necessary touches, and he got the touches even in that game where they were behind against the Broncos late. In that one, Breece Hall is almost an every week thing as an RB2 here. Michael Carter, it was fun while it lasted, but Breece Hall is the man. Darrell Henderson Jr. playing the Cardinals. Yeah, he's still the guy over Akers. A little bit touchdown dependent here in this offense, but I think it can happen again this week. Travis Etienne, I like the usage. I think it's going to go up a little bit more. They need another weapon. I mean, Zay Jones is not the guy beyond Christian Kirk. The tight ends are a little bit hit or miss with Evan Ingram and Dan Arnold. They're about the running game, and they've got a very good offensive line. Brandon Scherff is the blocker there that they got. So Etienne, I do like sneakily. mention how much I like Montgomery and Robinson this week, and Cook and Mixon, I think, will smash it as well. So those are the standout running backs on the start side of things here ahead of week three. And just like Kirk Cousins, Dalvin Cook is going to come through here for you and really change the course of your matchup in week number three. All right, we'll close the show looking at running backs that you may want to hit the pause button on in your lineups this week. We'll get into that in our final segment here. Before we do that, I got to tell you about Bet Online. That's where the action is here. This NFL season, trust Bet Online. It's your number one source for all your pro and college football betting needs and pro sports information of the season. Find all the latest football league developments, game matchups, news, and podcasts, including this year's games here in the early part, September, turning into October. It's a good time of year to get in on BetOnline. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores. BetOnline.net is also the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite sports and events, including NFL, MLB going on right now as we head into October in the playoffs, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today, BetOnline there, or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, it is time to close this edition of Locked On Fantasy Football. We're looking at quarterback and running back stardom sim advice here for the week. Excuse me. All right. Yes, we're allergic to these running backs. These are the ones that you do not want to start here this week. So these are the guys that we're going to keep out of lineup. So excuse me on that. Excuse me also on Josh Jacobs. I'm sorry about that, guys. I mean, just not coming through for us on our fantasy teams. He's just plodding there. It's not a very interesting running game for the Raiders. It's like such a hassle to get to 60 yards. And can they give this guy some decent chances in the red zone? It's just tough with Josh Jacobs. I mean, he's just a guy at this point. I wonder if they're going to pivot. I mean, it was hard with the Brandon Bolden out last week. Zamir White's going to have a chance at some point, but this is pretty bad. Titans typically are good against the run. I know they had the major lapses against Saquon Barkley in week one. Devin Singletary looked decent against them last week, but I think the Titans get on track a little bit against the run this week at home. So they typically play better defense at home. So Jacobs is not also Saquon Barkley. So keep that in mind. He doesn't have that ability to reel off those same long runs. So I'm going to park Josh Jacobs this week, allergic to Jacobs in my lineup this week if I haven't. Now, Damian Harrison, Ramondre Stevenson, what are the Patriots doing here? Look, Damian Harrison was pretty good. He had the 90 yards, but Stevenson can't seem to get that big role, even with Ty Montgomery down and no James White in retirement. So let's try to get going against the Ravens. The Ravens are a tough, tough team to run on, however. We saw that. The Dolphins couldn't get going with Raheem Mostert, really. There weren't that many great numbers there. And week one, I mean, forget it with the Jets and Breece Hall and Carter. So I don't see a lot of success here for the Patriots, especially if Damian Harris plays the knee, then it's a split situation, not looking all that great. So limited returns there, especially if you're in half point or full point PPR. Devin Singletary not feeling it. The Dolphins have been actually very good against the run early. They talked and stopped Harrison Stevenson there in week one. The Ravens, I know, can't run the ball on anyone. They did give up a lot of rushing to Lamar Jackson, and I could see the Dolphins doing that to Josh Allen. But in the traditional running game, I think they can slow down Devin Singletary in this one. Melvin Gordon, we just want him to not be a part of this Broncos backfield. He's not producing on his own right here as well, so that's a little bit concerned with Melvin Gordon. So not going to trust him. Cam Akers, forget about it. You're not going there here in the matchup against the Cardinals. He just can't trust the volume. I think they want to get him the volume over Henderson, but again, split with Henderson. Henderson getting the key looks, not going to go with Akers. I'm going to avoid the Dolphins' backfield. This Raheem Mostert, Chase Edmonds thing, this is not about the backfield here for the Dolphins. It's all about Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, which is great for their fantasy prospects here in a pass-heavy offense with Mike McDaniel and Tua Tagovailoa, but not going to the backfield. You just have to go elsewhere. Naeem Hines, look, there could be the theory of half point or full point PPR. He could get a lot of checkdowns this week coming in. This passing game is struggling. So PPR, you might say, okay, he has some value against the Chiefs, but no, I'm not going to go there. I think they're going to use a lot of Jonathan Taylor. They're desperate here for a win. Keep in mind, they're 0-1-1 Indianapolis is. So they need Hines to get going. It's pretty disastrous, their start. They got to give themselves a shot against KC, and they've actually played the Chiefs well with Taylor. So keep that in mind. Taylor can run on the Chiefs. So I think they're going to be careful and give a lot of Taylor the ball this week. Now, Ravens, if you're trying to find someone in the Ravens' backfield, it's been brutal. Kenny Drake, Mike Davis, Justice Hill, these three guys, not good. It's almost the same thing we went through last year with Devonta Freeman and Latavius Murray and Le'Veon Bell. Just get back J.K. Dobbins. That's right. You will take Gus Edwards at this point. But no, you're not starting any Ravens runner, not named Lamar Jackson here in week three. And if you're desperate and you want to dump somebody in there, Justice Hill, if you want to grind to 25 yards, you might be able to get that from Justice Hill. But you can get 25 yards from a lot of players here in week three. So there you have it. There's a breakdown of our matchups. We did it by position here. So we did quarterbacks and running backs today. Thanks for making Locked On Fantasy Football your first listen every day. Now, our next episode will be focusing on wide receivers and tight ends. We'll also give you a few defensive recommendations there here for week three. So it's a different version of Matchup Wednesday and Matchup Thursday. Still the same information, still the in-depth analysis you're looking for each situation here, and to know which players to play or avoid in a particular week. We're still going to bring that to you on Locked On Fantasy Football. So new and improved, we're giving you the information you need to dominate your season-long leagues every week. Now make your second listen to the Peacock and Williamson NFL show. Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson give you the expert NFL analysis you need in less than 30 minutes. It's free and available, just like this show, wherever you get your podcast. For Locked On Fantasy Football, this has been Vinny Iyer. Have a great day, and we'll break down more of the matchups of week number three tomorrow.